You may have encountered the work of award-winning columnist Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times, or read one of his best-selling books, including Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide. Kristof is the featured speaker on Monday evening for the University of Iowa's University Lecture Committee series, and he joins me by phone now. Hello, Mr. Kristof.
Hi, good to be with you.
In your latest column, you talk about Senator Ted Cruz's 21-hour speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, and you describe an echo chamber effect that you say is a disproportionate problem on the right. Can you describe what you mean by that?
It used to be that we tended to get our information from network news or newspapers that were essentially trying to cater to people across the political spectrum. And increasingly with technology, we're able to sort of select news sources that will not challenge our points of view, but confirm our every prejudice. And this is, you see this on both left and right, but there's some evidence that is particularly a problem in the on the right. And so, you know, back when conservative talk radio was beginning, a lot of liberals felt really victimized and persecuted. And in retrospect, though, I think that it's often been conservatives themselves who have been hurt, and Republicans who have been hurt by this kind of cocoon effect, just as I think, you know, those who tune only to left-wing sources are the ones who are most hurt by the lack of a broad information source.
You've taken some flack from your readers for supporting U.S. airstrikes in Syria, and you've said that the U.S. should stand up to genocide and mass atrocities when feasible. In a world where, unfortunately, there are so many atrocities, how do you think we ought to evaluate what's feasible?
You know, look, we're going to be inconsistent. And when we began to introduce human rights as an element of foreign policy, the same complaint was made that we're you know, we're going to point out human rights abuses in the cases of our enemies, but not in the cases of our friends. And there was some validity to that. Likewise, there are plenty of mass atrocities around the world, and we're not going to be able to intervene in every case. It seems to me that one of the basic distinctions one should make is whether the people in that country would welcome an intervention. And so, you know, Sudan is an extraordinary mess right now, but Sudanese would certainly not want any troops on the ground. Sierra Leone, when the British intervened, they really welcomed foreign troops. In Kosovo, people welcomed an intervention. And Syrians these days overwhelmingly would like to have U.S. airstrikes on Syria. They would not want boots on the ground. I think that Iraqis in 2003, they did not want U.S. intervention. They didn't like Saddam, but they also didn't like the idea of U.S. intervention.
In Half the Sky, which you wrote with your wife, Cheryl Wudunn, you focus on the plight of women around the world. And do you see a way forward as you've looked at all these countries? How can progress be made?
You know, boy, I see tremendous both potential for progress and progress already happening. And there's no silver bullet, but there is there's silver buckshot. You know, there are a bunch of things that make a difference. And they tend to make a difference not only for the females in that population, but for the entire population. I think educating girls is the single most important thing that one can do to try to bring about that change. Certainly educating boys too, but you get particular bang for the buck educating girls. And what that tends to do is it gives those young women a potential to join the labor force to earn an income, which means that they're more likely to be valued, less likely to be beaten. They then, as they are educated, they will look after their own children better, and they will have fewer children and will invest more in them. And that, in turn, tends to lead to less of a youth bulge in these countries, which is enormously destabilizing. And so, you know, there are no magic solutions, but educating girls is something that is so cheap and has such a broad impact on society that I think it's tragic that there are still so many girls who aren't getting educated.
Well, Mr. Kristof, thank you so much for your time.
It is my pleasure.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Nicholas Kristof. He'll be discussing his book, Half the Sky, at a free event at 7:30 Monday evening at the University of Iowa.